Gus would come in the pub just about every night with his spotty dog impression, and that was an impression he used to do from the Wooden Tops TV programme. And he would bark and almost like a scissor movement with his arms and his legs. And he had absolutely bizarre behaviour, which was bloody annoying sometimes, but it was really endearing as well. It certainly was to me. When Gus passed away relatively recently, I was privileged to be asked by his two brothers, Clifford and Nigel, to be present when his ashes were scattered at Red Rock down by the river. And I hope that Gus would be proud when three grown men, all over 60, did the spotty dog on Red Rock, barking, dancing and growling in Gus's remembrance. All right, that wasn't so long ago. So at the ripe old age of 17, I needed to pass my driving test, and the call to get my first car was calling. First car I ever bought was from Sheldon, a Hillman Hunter. Look out, girls. Nigel Davies, well, Nigel lived and still lives at Ware Farm. He'd have bought his first car about the same time. And we kind of modelled ourselves, or I did, on the 70s TV programme Starsky and Hutch. I went and bought a leather coat, and Starsky and Hutch were real cool New York cops, and they would slide across the bonnet and pull all the women. And I tried it once on my Hillman Hunter, and I put a hole in a pair of trousers and I made a slight dent in the bonnet of my car. So that kind of brought that to an end. Nigel and I would try and look cool by wearing cool sunglasses, and we'd carouse the pubs in Bishop before venturing off to the high life in Torquay and Exeter. And then occasionally, as a bit of a wingman, we would take Blinky, who I kind of imagined was Huggy Bear, and Blinky would smoke his pipe when we were down the 400 Club in Torquay. Yeah, pretty cool, eh? Smoking a pipe. No wonder we didn't pull any birds back then. I would then go in the mornings, I'd go to Ware Farm to pick up Nigel on another day after a night out. And Nigel's mum, Mary, would say, oh, go up and see him. He's in his bed. He ain't got up yet. So I would go up and see Nigel and say, come on in, let's go. And he said, oh, I can't go yet. He said, Dad said I've got to see the sheep before I go out. Oh, for Christ's sake. I said, come on, Nigel, we've got to get going, Starsky and Hutch. And he'd get out of bed and he'd pull back the curtains, bleary-eyed, look across the fields as far as he could see, so the sheep were like a dot on the horizon. And he'd go, yeah, that's all right. I've seen the sheep. Let's go.